The measure would let brewpub owners boost production and run up to 6 pubs. Backers say it's time to get rid of current law that was designed to block big brewing companies from taking over many family-run taverns. But some opponents of the measure say the definition of brewpub under the bill is ambiguous and would force the smaller breweries to choose between becoming a brewpub or a seller of packaged goods. Milwaukee Alehouse President Jim McCabe says beer drinkers should pay attention to the fight.
If you like to know that Wisconsin's leading in industry, you like to have the variety and the quality and the recognition for having the best of an industry, this restrains our state from having that leadership role. And right now there's a lot of great beers that are being developed by small breweries that you'll never see.
To get more publicity for their position, the small brewers spewed some beer out of a keg and towards the Milwaukee River.
Ein, zwei, drei, beer!
But a co-sponsor of the bill hopes to avoid a beer and political bloodbath. Representative Scott Newcomer says an amendment will clear up the problem with the definition of a brewpub. The Republican from Heartland resists calls to table the measure.
Keeping the ball moving, I believe, is better than stopping it, starting over, and trying to start that ball again. We can move the ball as it's rolling in different directions. Let's just keep it moving. And if we have to add some more amendments when it comes to the Assembly, send it back to the Senate for concurrence, we can do that.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.